join me in welcoming David Steele.
Frankie, be the chooser. Dave, be the chooser. Carol, be the chooser. Be the chooser. In 1997, I transitioned from being a marriage and family therapist trying to save marriages to a relationship coach trying to help people make good choices and live happily ever after. And one of the first things I did was trying to figure out, well, how do you do that? And I ended up coming up with some do's and some don'ts. The do's were the 10 principles of conscious dating. The don'ts were the 12 dating traps. And so I put them together, and I went to a recording studio, and I recorded a tape, a cassette tape called Finding the Love of Your Life and the Life That You Love. And at the same time, we were starting our singles events, our weekly singles events, like we have here. And this, the very first one after the pilot group was in October 1997. And so with this cassette tape, I had boxes and boxes stacked up in my garage of this cassette tape. We would give them away to everybody that showed up at our singles events. It was our gift. And of course, it was a promotional piece, you know. It's like, well, if you like what you hear, then you'll be motivated to take our classes and, you know, take our coaching. But it was a promotional piece. We gave it away to every new person that arrived. And after a while, I started hearing from people. Things like, thank you so much for that tape. It's in my car. I must have listened to it 12 times. It saved my life. And I hear your voice in my head over and over saying, be the chooser. Be the chooser. So it really struck me, out of all this material on this tape, the 10 principles of conscious dating, the 12 dating traps, all these tips and do's and don'ts, what stood out for so many people most commonly was, be the chooser. Wow. I guess people have a hard time being the chooser. What do you imagine that means, to be the chooser? What is a chooser?
Take initiative.
Somebody that takes initiative. Thanks, Don. Good. Yeah. Anybody else?
Knowing what is it? Knowing what you want.
Frankie, somebody that gets what they want?
Knows
what they want. Yeah. What else? What does it mean to be the chooser? One more. Come on. Let's squeeze it out. Pardon me?
Decide what you want.
To say what you want?
Decide
what you want. Thanks, Larry. Yeah. Be the chooser means to decide what you want. Why is this so hard? Why is that the one thing that that really struck the people that got my tape, that reported back to me, saying, I hear your voice in my head saying, be the chooser, be the chooser. Why is it so hard? Any idea? Probably not hard for you. Any idea? Why is it so hard?
Start with an inappropriate model.
Pardon me, Chris?
Start with an inappropriate model.
Start with an inappropriate
model.
Model. or way of thinking, or examples, or learnings, experiences. Yeah, thank you. Anybody else? Why is it so hard? Don?
If you make the wrong choice, then you're responsible.
Huh? You have to be responsible. Yeah. That's kind of scary for people, huh? Well, check this out. Robert Bennett, a senator from Utah, a Republican, said, "Your life is the sum result of all the choices you make, both consciously and unconsciously. You can control the process of choosing. You can take control of all aspects of your life. You can find the freedom that comes from being in charge of yourself." Now, I don't particularly trust politicians, but he said this very well, better than I could. And your life is a sum result of all your choices. That's bottom line for me. And the thing about freedom, yeah, when you're the chooser, you free yourself from the past. You free yourself from your models. You free yourself from your limits. You get to create your destiny. I like that. So, how about this? I propose 4 steps for being the chooser. Step number 1, be aware that you have choices. You notice there's blanks on your paper. If you want to, you can fill in the blanks. But be aware that you have choices. You are never stuck. You always have choices, even if you don't know what they are. You know, you don't know what you don't know. Oftentimes, it's tempting to just believe that what's in front of you is all there is. But if you think about it, well, you could ask for advice. You could research. You could sit on it a while. You could brainstorm. There are so many other things you can do other than just deal with what's right in front of you. Be aware that you have choices, many choices, even the ones that you're not even aware of. Identify your choices. First be aware of them, then identify them. Okay? You don't know what you don't know. You know, when I first heard that saying some years ago, it took me a while to figure it out. But yeah, you don't know what you don't know. Step 3, evaluate your choices. Use some judgment. Use, you know, some of your own wisdom and experience. Get benefit from the wisdom and experience of other people to evaluate your choices. Not all choices are created equal. And yeah, you have lots and lots of choices. If anything, it's kind of overwhelming how many choices you have. Oftentimes, that's why people don't want to choose. Because being responsible for that choice is scary. Because it might fail. And because they don't know what is the best choice. What's the right choice? Well, we got to evaluate them. And avoiding doing that is avoiding making the choice. That is a choice. To not choose is a choice. Then, step 4, make the productive choices. Make the choices that are going to get what you want in your life. Now, that might sound obvious, but people don't do it. Now, here's something that I learned. I learned that we will often make the choice that will short-term look good, feel good. Will short-term get us what we think we want. And then down the road, we pay. I learned when evaluating a choice to look way down the road. What are the long-term consequences of this choice? That is the way I would like us all to make choices. Then we wouldn't have unplanned pregnancies. We wouldn't have drunken driving deaths. all the result of people making these short-term, immediate choices that don't work in the long term because they're not aware. They're not thinking about it. So, step four, make productive choices. And this is about being mindful and conscious about what your productive choices are. Okay, well, you might be thinking, well, David, that sounds easy, but it's a lot harder to do than it sounds. How about this? Being a chooser is something that you do. It's not something you think about. It's not something, you know, you stay home at. It's something that you do. And if you're holding on to certain behaviors or attitudes that aren't productive for you, you can change that. If something's not working, you can change that. Now, oftentimes, change is hard to do by ourselves. We're social beings. We need social support to change, oftentimes. But change is possible. Anybody can change. It's the question really to me is, what is the level of support that you need to make the change that you want to make? What is the level of support that you need to make the change that you want to make? So, it's not easy. Sounds easy. Those four steps sound easy, but it's really not. So what can you do? I just told you that there are things you can do to be the chooser and to change how you make choices. So what can you do? Let's talk about some things that you can do. And I would like you to tell me, David, no, sorry, that's not possible, can't do that. Or, yes, David, that's doable. Because I'm thinking all these things are doable. Okay? First is be proactive. First thing we can do to be the chooser and make productive choices. You know, instead of reacting to things, events, and people, you know, it tends to be a habit. Choices and behaviors are patterns. We don't ever do anything just once. All behavior follows patterns. So if your pattern is to react to things and people and to not be proactive, then that is going to be your life. So we can choose to be proactive. We can choose to decide what it is we want and to make the choice to make it happen. We can be proactive. So is that doable? Anybody think that's not doable? Can't do it? You think it's not doable? It is doable. Thank you. Okay, so we all agree being proactive is doable. So if we can be proactive, we can be the chooser. Okay, what's next? Be positive. That means to just anticipate success. You know, the glass is half full. It's anticipating a positive outcome, believing that it can and will work. And what you believe, you can achieve, right? So we can be the positive, we can be the chooser effectively if we are positive. Is that doable?
Yep.
Anybody think that's not doable? Thank you. Okay, great. So be positive. That's doable. If we can do that, we can be the chooser. What's next? Assume abundance. Now that means that you assume that all the opportunities and resources that you'll need, they'll appear, they'll come, you'll find it somehow. As opposed to a scarcity mindset where, you know, oh my God, it's never going to happen for me. You know, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. I won't be able to meet the life partner I want. I'm not going to be able to find that job, so I better hold on to this one. You know, it's not possible for me to be truly happy, so I have to settle for this. If you assume abundance, then you assume that, hey, the job that you really want is out there, that the relationship you really want is out there. You assume that all the resources and opportunities that you need are out there someplace. You just got to be proactive, live the life you really want, and find them, and, you know, the law of attraction will help you. Assume abundance. Is that doable?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anybody think that's not doable? Just, you know, can't do it, impossible. Oh, you guys are good. All right, thank you. Okay, so what's next? What else can we do? We can be creative. seeking new ideas, new opportunities beyond the immediate past and what's right in front of you. And like we were talking about, you don't know what you don't know, right? So there must be lots of choices and opportunities that you can't see and you haven't necessarily thought of. So you assume that they're out there some way. You just have to be creative and find them. What do you think? Is that doable?
You betcha.
All right. Anybody think it's not doable? Oh, excellent. Be creative. Doable. What's next? Be assertive. What does that mean? That means for asking what you want, saying no to what you don't want. In order to be the chooser, you got to be assertive. Some people find it hard, but it's a choice. And it's also a risk, because people might disapprove, or they might be mad at you, or they might reject you. So it is a risk. But is it doable?
Yes.
Anybody here think absolutely not doable? Impossible. Can't do it. Sorry. Great. Okay. What's next? Be a risk taker. To be the chooser, you are willing to take the risk to risk rejection, to risk failure in order to succeed. You know, truly, success comes from making lots of mistakes, right? And in front of this group, if you've been here in the past, I've bared a lot of my mistakes. And I can personally testify that, yes, success comes from making lots of mistakes. So please don't be afraid of making mistakes. You have to be willing to risk making the mistake and risk rejection. So be a risk taker. That's what's needed to be an effective chooser. What do you think? Is that doable? Anybody think it's not doable? Sorry, can't do it. All right, there's hope for us. What's next? Be goal-oriented. Now, it's just fine to live in the moment. However, we need to have goals. We need a compass. We need a map. We need a direction. And let's live in the moment. Let's enjoy the journey while we are traveling the direction we want to travel. That journey is a heck of a lot more enjoyable. So be goal-oriented. Define those goals. Vigorously pursue those goals. What do you think? Doable?
You betcha.
Anybody here think, no, sorry, impossible, can't do it? Okay. Well, you probably heard this one. Choose your life's mate carefully. From this one decision will come 90% of your happiness or misery. That's about choice. That's about being the chooser. That's about, you know, there are consequences for everything you do, every choice you make, and those consequences are way down the road. Here's another one for you. Khalil Gibran says, "We choose our joys and sorrows long before we experience them." We choose our joys and sorrows long before we experience them. You know what I think he's saying? You are already the chooser. What I want you to do is to be the chooser. Not a chooser. Be the chooser.
Thank you. All right. Everybody ready to be a chooser now?
Yeah.
In your life? Make things happen. Thank you. so much.